Tuesday, 8 December 15, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad and rejoice in it. Thanks for tuning into this broadcast. The Calvary Hour is a ministry of the Calvary Baptist Church located in New Bern, North Carolina. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. We're in Isaiah chapter 58 and Ezra chapters 4 and 5 as we are studying this great truth of raising up the foundations of many generations, being repairers of the breach and restorers of the paths to dwell in. And Ezra, as you know, he and his people went back to rebuild the temple. And then Nehemiah was called to go back and to repair the walls. And here we have two great illustrations of the how to fulfill raising up the foundations for many generations and also repairing the breach. And then, God willing, we'll be getting to the restorers of the paths of the streets to dwell in. On the last broadcast, we were looking in Ezra chapter 4 as to how the enemies of God wrote a letter to the king of Babylon and told him what was going on. The temple was being rebuilt, and that if they allowed this temple to be rebuilt, then these people would be rebellious. Well, they had a half-truth and half-lie, and half-truth and a half-lie is basically a whole lie. Yes, the temple was being rebuilt, but it was being rebuilt by an order by Cyrus the king. God had raised him up for that. And no, these people were not going to be rebellious. They were rebuilding this temple so that they would have a place to worship. Just like people today who are bringing charges against people in this country for exercising their biblical and their constitutional rights. So there was another king ruling then. His name was Artaxerxes. And when he received this letter, now listen to this carefully, without going back and checking the record, he said, "You tell them to stop this work." You see, one of the big problems we have today in losing so many religious liberties here in this country is that the courts are not going back and checking the record. The record being not only the Word of God, but the Constitution of the United States itself. Do you know that in many cases, the Constitution is not relied on now for our decisions? No, it's called precedent law. Some judge has made a precedent decision, and that precedent could be off base, it could be wrong, and so the next case comes along, they're going to judge it according to what this last fella did, and that's, you know, just making a twofold error rather than going back. You know, here, let me tell you, dear friend, I'm no prophet and I'm no son of a prophet, and I don't claim to be anything but an old sinner saved by the grace of God. But I won't tell you what we need. You can call this overly simplistic or whatever you want to call it, but here's what we need in our country. We need, first of all, to go back to God's Word. Back to God's Word. In the English language, I'm referring to the received text, the Masoretic text of the Old Testament. You say, "Preacher, I don't read Greek and Hebrew." No, most of us don't. But that's where the King James Version of the Bible came from. We know that it is the preserved Word of God. Secondly, we need to go back to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, the original Bill of Rights of this country. Dear friend, we have departed so far from these two bedrocks of our country, the foundation of our country. First of all, the Bible, the Word of God. Secondly, the Constitution of our country. So many of these problems would be solved today if men would just look to God and His Word and realize that our forefathers had the gift and grace of God, that they wrote outside of the Bible one of the greatest documents that has ever been written, and that is the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution of the United States. Dear friend, we are blessed to have it, but we are cursed if we don't use it. Now, the problem was with Artaxerxes, he didn't go back, and he didn't have anybody go back, scribes go back, and check to see whether these people had the right to build this or not. Had he done so, as he would later do, he would find out that these people are doing just exactly what they're supposed to be doing. They're not only fulfilling a spiritual and a moral cause, but they have a legal right to do so as well, because Cyrus had issued the decree that the temple be rebuilt. But no, he didn't do that. He just looked at the surface situation and made his decision and catered to the enemies of God, just like so many in our judicial system are doing today. Now, it stopped, the Bible says, then ceased the work of the house of God, which is at Jerusalem, so it ceased in the second year of the reign of Darius, king of Persia. I said on the last broadcast, it looked like it was all over with, but it wasn't. 16 years went by, I understand, and no progress was made on the work. Now, during that 16 years, no doubt, the enemies of God were gloating. The people of God were discouraged. People seemingly didn't know what to do. But then I want you to see what God did then, and this is what it's going to take for God to do now if we're going to see our country in any ways turn back to God and Western civilization again be reestablished. And here it is in chapter 5 and verse 1. Then the prophets Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo prophesied unto the Jews that were in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of the God of Israel, even unto them. You mark it down in the past, be it in the Old Testament days or in the New Testament time, the thing that God uses, the procedure, and shall I say, the product that God uses is the Word of God. The procedure is preaching the Word of God. And he raised up these two prophets, Haggai and Zechariah, the son of Iddo, and they were preaching to the people of God. Well, old Dr. Bob Jones Sr. used to say that if you shoot long enough in the same hole, you're going to either kill it or run it out, one or the other. Well, these prophets stood up and they preached the precious Word of God. God blessed the Word of God. Remember, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Well, men were listening to the Word of God. There was a ruler there by the name of Zerubbabel. The verse 2 says, then rose up Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua, the son of Josadak, and began to build the house of God, which is at Jerusalem, and with them were the prophets of God helping them. Hallelujah. Now there is a response to the preaching of God's precious word. Leadership has now risen up by the name of Zerubbabel and Jeshua, and they began to build, and the Bible says the prophets of God were helping them. Well, what are the enemy going to do? Verse 3, at the same time came to them Tatnai, governor on this side of the river, and Shethar-Boznai, and their companions, and said unto them, who hath commanded you to build this house and to make up this wall? Then said we unto them after this manner, what are the names of the men that make up this building? But the eye of their God was upon the elders of the Jews, that they could not cause them to cease till the matter came to Darius, and then they returned answer by letter concerning this matter. You see, somebody had to take a stand, or else it would have never gone anywhere. And I thank God. Listen, I realize somewhat what I'm preaching to you today. But dear friend, God said, I sought for a man among them that would stand in the gap and build up the hedge, that I might spare the land. Oh, God be praised for those who are willing to stand and preach God's precious word, and the hearts of the people of God that are stirred. Dear friend, not in rebellion, that's not what I'm preaching, but in obedience to the word of God to do what God's word has commanded us to do. And by the way, dear friend, secondarily, but it's so in this country, also what the Constitution of the United States guarantees we have the right to do, and we have the responsibility to do. And our forefathers said years ago that even when they came up with the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution of the United States, some woman asked, I believe it was Mr. Franklin, well, what did y'all give us? And he said words of this effect, lady, we've given you a republic if you can keep it. And that's been the problem all these years. And there's a need today for the preaching of God's word and folks being willing to stand for God's word and for the Constitution of this country again. I've got an interesting bit of information to share with you on a soon-coming broadcast of a county over in Tennessee that's taking a tremendous position for the Lord in this country. May our Lord be pleased to make us a channel of his blessing. Please join us next broadcast if you can.